This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. After hundreds of years, the most common basic microscopes still operate by means of the same old hardware, the lens. But what if you could do away with that lens and create a microscope that fits on a cell phone? That's what researchers led by Aidogan Oshan at UCLA have developed. Oshan recently won an NSF Early Career Development Award for his work. Normal microscopes image cells themselves, but Oshan's team is imaging their shadows. Tissue cells and bacteria are semi-transparent. Light penetrating through cells causes shadings and reveals texture. Oshan uses an LED as his light source, creating cellular shadows. An algorithm turns those shadows into an image of the cells. Millions of people in the developing world suffer because they're misdiagnosed or because simple diseases are missed. With this system, a blood sample can be loaded into a small imaging device attached to a cell phone. The cellular image generated from the sample can be transmitted to a central computer in a nearby hospital. The image can be assessed for disease, with the resulting diagnosis sent back to the field in just minutes. Tests of the device begin in Africa this summer.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.